Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, like other shows, we have discussed distracted driving many, many times. This story popped up yesterday. Getting to it a little late. But I want to take this view of it after I give you the setup. A trucker is accused of watching Netflix on his phone. Okay. Let's see what happens in court. But if found guilty of this, pathetic, selfish, disgusting, indefensible. Just watching a show. Okay. Caused a 3-vehicle wreck last summer. Slowing traffic, and leaving a husband and wife dead. Billy Joe Grimes was charged last Friday with 2 counts of criminal vehicular homicide and 1 count of criminal vehicular operation. This happened last August. I-35, right south of Faribault. The trip, I'm guessing, is a Paul Walsh story. Let's just go. Yep, of course. Paul Walsh, busiest man in journalism in the state, second place, not close. Grimes was charged by summons, scheduled to appear in court, middle of May. In a very brief interview with the Tribune, Grimes said he was unaware of the charge, alleging he was watching an episode of Rust Valley Restorers and denied that he was viewing anything on his phone. The phone was on, but it was in the back of the truck. I'd left it there that morning. Well, we got a pretty huge discrepancy then, Dave. Okay. Have you heard, by the way, have you heard of Rust Valley Restorers?
No, that would not be any show that would compete for my attention while behind the wheel.
I have not. So it's a pretty large discrepancy versus the charges of you're literally watching Rust Valley Restorers from this individual. Phone was on, but it was in the back of the truck. I'd left it there on the morning. So let's see what happens. This is my question, and I want quick feedback, because I want to get to a few different topics today. We all know that people are still participating in distracted driving. We've changed laws here with Bluetooth and monitoring, and we all know there are many ways that you can participate, so to speak, in distracted driving, and it's not just the phone. But the phone is way high in the list, if not the top of the list. And Dave, we can identify it. There's tons of people who are doing other things outside of using the phone where they are 100% distracted.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to write laws about that because it's even more subjective. Okay, phone, we know. Hands-free, not allowed. You know, so on and so forth. As we've done before, the punishment's nowhere near enough. It isn't. What is it? $150, $125. Not even close to being enough. If we really want to do this, $500, $1,000, and be more penal. And going back to when Adam was part of the show, we talked many, many times, does it have to be, if we really want to make enormous progress on this, do we have to just steal the DWI ideas where it became a national cause? It was out there all the time. Because you think about the number of people who drove home drunk in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and the number of officers or society or citizens just thought, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, we'll be fine. I'll be fine. And then Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And society said, nope. Mm-mm. And there are levels to that, but even if you're barely at the limit, you still shouldn't be driving. It's similar to other crimes, right? Do I think you should be punished more severely depending upon how far you are over the limit? Yeah, I do. Doesn't mean you face no punishment if you're at the limit. But this is my question at 651-461-9226. Let's say 10 years from now, April 30th, 2034, Donald Trump is in the middle of his fifth term as president of the United States because he's not leaving. If he wins, he's not leaving. By the way, noted teetotaler, noted non-drinker. Maybe Donald Trump, if he wins, and by the way, if the election was today, he'd win. He could make it a big deal. I mean, I'd find commonality. Let's go, Donald.
That'd be great.
With distracted driving. 10 years from now, yes or no, are we going to look and say, we haven't eliminated it, but we have made undeniably significant progress? Because we have more laws. We punish people more. But there's plenty of people driving in their car right now, kind enough to listen to us. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's not that hard to look around until you're going to see somebody, and it's not just the phone. Looking, grabbing things, makeup, food, arguments, who knows, whatever it might be. The show is so spellbinding that you don't even realize you're driving. Yeah,
a lot of just knee slapping, buckled
exactly.
Over.
Exactly. 10 years from now, are we going to make significant progress, and what is our path there? Because I think if we do it the way we're doing it now, I'm glad we're trying, but we're not going strong enough at it.
Yeah, I don't know that we're trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Like we're saying, we like feeling that we're trying.
The punishment isn't strong enough, right? And it's other things. Also, let's not forget, we have a shortage of law enforcement across the country. So we don't have, in many parts of the country, it's not universal, but many parts of the country, we don't have enough officers who are checking people to see what you're doing. We have people who in law enforcement positions who normally would be doing that, but now they're going to help out maybe the bigger cities when they don't have as many police officers. I want us to be immensely better. Maybe Billy Joe Grimes is telling the truth. Seems like a heck of a leap that they charged him with. He was on the phone watching this show, and he's saying, absolutely not. It was in the back of the truck. That's like Joe Biden, Donald Trump positions. But 10 years from now, I'm inclined to say no, that we haven't made significant progress in its failure in this area. Because we should be, first of all, we shouldn't just do it. And am I saying I've been perfect my entire life? Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, no, on any part of life, including this. Am I immensely better than I once was? Yes. Is it dumb anytime I've done it? Yes. If I am caught, I should face punishment. But, you know, what's a realistic number where you're going to punish people, but it's not so much that, man, how are they going to go to work? How are they going to live their life? And maybe there is no number, because guess what? You put yourself in that position.
Yeah, some could very easily argue that's what the number should be.
Yeah.
It should be so dramatic that you think of the consequence and think, I can't afford.
Yeah.
Even if it's a small chance I get caught.
Because DUIs have done that.
Yeah.
It's what it does to your life, the 10, 15, 20,000, maybe losing your license, the stigma. Doesn't stop everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's we've, without a doubt, made an enormous progress in that area. What do people think? Because I know you. I don't think we will have made 10 years from now significant progress. You?
Hopeful, but I don't think so.
Yeah, and I guess it's semantics on what's significant.
It could be as simple as the, I won't say the right person, but you know what I mean. Somebody becomes a victim that everybody knows. You know, a celebrity becomes a victim of a distracted driver.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the world pays attention.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a president.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Governors United. Maybe the amount of commercials is overwhelming. Maybe the punishment is so strong. 17 past 2. I'd love to hear from you on this topic. Phone calls, texts, 651-461-9226.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 21 past the hour at 2. We're talking about distracted driving and whether it will change 10 years from now. Representative Dean Erdahl is going to join us in about 15 minutes on the latest idea from St. Paul to try to land more teachers. Before this segment is done, we'll jump into the Ilhan Omar soundbite controversy, because Tom Emmer and other Republicans jumping in on campus anti-Semitism today. Emmer, who not only has been in this leadership position for a while, but has been more outspoken on issues, going after Ilhan. We'll play the soundbite and have some reaction to it. We had her on, how long ago was that, Dave? 3-4 weeks ago?
A couple months, I think, maybe.
Oh, I don't think it's that long ago. I thought it was...
Let's fight right now.
Let's leg wrestle. It's podcastable. It was a debate on Bibi Netanyahu, what Netanyahu is doing, her belief that it's flat-out genocide. It was lengthy. It was 20 minutes. It was a back and forth. I think it's worth checking out. Chad Hartman's show, anywhere you get your podcasts. On the punishment... And if it'll get better, 15 years minimum watching the Barbie movie in an endless loop. I still have not watched the Barbie movie. Have you watched it yet?
I did.
And what'd you think?
It was all right. I didn't mind watching it.
Most people told me.
Gosling was great.
Yeah. I mean, you're watching Margot on an endless loop. That's torture.
It's okay.
Jeez, I'm missing something here. Fines are not a big deal for rich people. We can't come up with a system, though, where we're going to come up with your salary and fine you, right? Are we really going that way? It sounds good in theory, but it just... It's not practical. Yeah. Not. What are you chuckling about?
No, nothing. I was just reading something.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
I thought you're. I'm not worried. I thought you were adding to the dialogue with the chuckle.
No, I was not. There was no chuckle.
Chortle?
No chortle.
Several years. Several years ago, I called my mom to get a ride and get my car because I got very drunk and got a ride home. My dad started to chew me out about needing to ride my mother. And around me, he used to drive home drunk all the time back in the 60s. With cell phones, all this will change over years. Well, drunk driving has. We got a long ways to go with distracted driving.
Yeah, I was just thinking during the break, if you have a buddy who, you know, you talk to one Sunday and says, man, I was out late last night, I drove home drunk, versus I was out late last night, I drove home and I sent a couple texts.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different feelings in
yep.
your mind, and
you're right.
They probably shouldn't be.
Realistic number, just like a lock only keeps honest people more honest. DWI laws and hands-free laws are only keeping honest people honest. Yeah, but it's clear that more people are not driving drunk and that the nation unifying behind that and punishments jumping up and the power of mothers against drunk driving, that has played a much bigger part. And I know that took a long time, too. This isn't a snap of the finger, but that's out there. Even if you're caught, they won't prosecute you in Minnesota. Show me the date on that one. I know there's tons of our listeners who believe no one gets prosecuted in the state. Well, we just found an example where they're prosecuting a guy who supposedly was driving while he was watching Netflix with criminal vehicular homicide. So I guess that proves that point irrelevant. Saw an officer driving a squad with a phone in his ear. Is that illegal? Man, people are obsessed with sending that text in to us and others, assuming that police officers should just disregard the law. There probably are some who don't give a damn. Way more often than not, are paying attention to the law and might be involved in something more serious than the rest of us. So I'm not saying every officer is peer. But if it's the average driver on the road and an officer, and who I'm going to assume has greater leeway to have some form of communication, I'm giving the officers more leeway without saying everyone is flawless and everyone is perfect, because we know that's not true like every job on the planet.
Saw an officer do a rolling stop the other day. Citizen's arrest.
Did you jump in front of the vehicle?
No, I got in my car and just put my head out the window and went, woo! Woo! And pull them over.
Can we get that on the sound bank right there? Maybe it doesn't happen as often when you do it, but that would be very good to have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.